Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Clint Warner was with me 6.5 years ago, and now he's back. He has degrees in journalism and library science. He's worked in the field of preventative health care for more than 25 years, studied macrobiotic cooking and practice in Boston back in 1985. Then he relocated way over to the West Coast in the San Francisco Bay Area, where he co-authored the San Francisco Police Department's Health and Fitness Plan back in 87 and worked teaching AIDS, cancer, and heart disease patients how to improve their health with diet and lifestyle change. He was named an Activist of the Month by NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Been a while, Clint. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for asking me back, and I'm glad to be here, and it's hard to believe it's been 6.5 years.
It really is. And in those 6.5 years, have things changed for getting marijuana used medicinally? I would think yes, but how about you?
It has. It has changed pretty rapidly and radically, I would say, because there's so much evidence growing from research, but also anecdotal, and as one person finds relief and tells another person, and it just spreads by word of mouth because it works, then this movement just advances. And with the move that's gone from medical to legal, the legal has made it much more accessible to more people who might have been hesitant to have to go to and pay a doctor for an approval. Of course, there's some other problems with that we'll talk about, but it is opening up, and it certainly is becoming more available for a far broader range of people.
Clint, I got an email from one of our listeners who said, "Why are you supporting the use of drugs? What are you doing?" And then I've gotten about 15 other emails from people saying that this works for medical purposes beyond anything we've ever tried. But how do you address that first email? What do we say to them?
Well, we use a lot of drugs for healing and treating different maladies that we have. Cannabis can be considered a drug. It's not a hard drug, that's the interesting thing about it. It sort of has a foot in both camps. It has a foot in the more herbal folk medicine remedy world, but also in the, because it's so effective and these compounds are so promising, that it's becoming embraced by the pharmaceutical world. And, of course, there's also the other aspect, which is the recreational use that people enjoy. draw pleasure from the experience of smoking or in ingesting marijuana. And some people resent that. They are fearful of that because it's been driven home to them that this is a sort of degenerate activity and it has a whole lot of terrible effects on the body and mind. And so I would say that there are definite amazing healing properties with this plant. And the interesting thing is for those people who enjoy it recreationally, socially, it also has some protective effects that come from those same actions in the body. So don't be so quick to be negatively judgmental about it. There's some real positives, and of course everything that has a front has a back, so there's another aspect to it that we always need to be aware of. But to just dismiss it as sort of a worthless part of drug culture is not really effective or beneficial for anyone.
How can one plant have so many incredible effects on ailments and diseases?
It is stunning and amazing that this plant does embody so many healing potentials for such a broad range of ailments. And it's been used for centuries and centuries and centuries. It really found its first home in India, where it was grown and used extensively in their pharmacopoeia for all sorts of ailments, cancers, seizure disorders, and topical ulcerations of the skin. So it has that history, but no one really could understand. And after the repression that came in the early part of the 20th century, where it was blocked off from use socially, recreationally, but also medicinally, it kind of went dormant until the 60s. And what people found when they started looking at the claims, the anecdotal claims that people had of benefits, is that this plant produces these sticky, resinous compounds that are exuded from the flowering tops primarily. And these compounds are loaded with what are called cannabinoids. And the fascinating thing about cannabinoids is, in their structure and function, they match up almost identically with compounds in our bodies that are called endocannabinoids. So they amplify the effects of endocannabinoids, and the effect of the endocannabinoids in our body are to regulate our systems. We have all these varied systems, digestion, neurological, blood, your circulatory, your liver, all of these different metabolic and functional organ functional systems that are integrated, and these compounds help to regulate and keep all those in harmony, and also adjust our natural internal environment away from disease, the states that give rise to disease. And it's really remarkable that this plant has these incredible complementary compounds that are so similar to our own and match up and work as protective agents as well as treating medicines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Clint, I don't want to use the word cure because we really can't for things like this, but a lot of people are saying that cannabis has remarkable properties to help fight off ailments. And you would agree with that?
Oh, it really does. There's no denying that now. The fascinating thing is that so much research, a lot of research that was intended to find harm, has found benefit. They didn't expect to find benefits when they started doing this research. They were, you know, pursuing harm because that's what's allowed by law. And the researchers in the field kept doing these. There's a lot of money for doing harm assessment research. And they kept getting these anomalous beneficial results. And also they matched up with the anecdotal reports from the social users who were getting good reports for some of their ailments. And then when researchers really started to look at it, they found these compounds. And it's just amazing that so many positive effects can be had from one plant. And you just really have to stop and say, what an amazing thing nature is to produce a plant that can complement our health in so many ways.
It is truly, truly remarkable. And how did you get involved in this, Clint?
Well, it's interesting because I was kind of a slob kid, a junk food junkie, and I had no interest in health. But after I started socially smoking marijuana, I sort of got a triggered interest in health, and one thing followed another. I went to Boulder, Colorado, and saw a lot of healthy people there, and went home and researched health. And I got into the field, and I just always enjoyed cannabis. I didn't like alcohol. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. So I'm not really drawn to a lot of mood-altering substances, but this worked for me. And I found that when I stopped because I thought it was unhealthy and it wasn't harmonious with my lifestyle, I ended up with manifesting psoriasis, which is a genetic ailment. And that was a real problem. And so I started back eventually. I just decided to try it again. And I found that helped with some of the pain and inflammation. And then I had a friend who had AIDS. I was his caregiver. And smoking marijuana kept him alive. He could eat food when he could not previously, just a couple of little puffs. And I would make him a macrobiotic whole foods meal, one pot meal, really rich in nutrients. And so I just saw how this worked. And at the same time, the science was coming through because people were wanting to know why this happened. Why are these results that are beneficial and positive for health coming through? And so there was just an inquiry in more research-free places in the world, especially Israel. And here we are. We know that there are some real positive benefits.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Where are we, Clint, right now in terms of legalization across the country? And it's a state-by-state thing, isn't it?
It is. There are several states that have legalized fully. Let's see.
Colorado being one of them.
Colorado, Washington State, California, Oregon, I believe, is also fully recreational. I think Vermont has recently gone. There are about eight of them that have gone full on legal. And then there's a whole assortment of states that have varying degrees of medical allowances, different laws. Some are very well written and are very broad, and others are really, really, really restrictive, almost superfluous because they're so restrictive.
It's growing by leaps and bounds. What is the federal government doing about this?
Well, you know, that is pretty amazing in some ways because they seem to be at this point hands off. The Trump administration has not gone after the state programs. There was some concern when Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General because he was very much against any softening of laws against marijuana. He is really a hardliner. And it's kind of surprising that he apparently was held in abeyance by Trump to keep him from descending on this social experiment that's going on. And so that's an interesting aspect of this, that the reins of freedom are in a sense being loosened up a little bit so the experiment can continue.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.